Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. The previous segment, Biggie was saying that he was navigating the American healthcare system, which is difficult, and he had to make an early withdrawal from his 401k because of crippling medical debt. I said, "You're my best friend." He said, "My only hope is to not make it to retirement age." I wouldn't hear of it. He has texted me. He is saving that segment as a recording so that when he has to live with me, he can play it for me to know why.
Yep.
Age 65, when he comes to my house, says, "All right,
I'm here
knocking."
Okay, yeah.
Which room is mine?
That's right.
Yeah. Just understandable. I get
well,
it.
And you know, it scares me that I will live that long.
No, you should. No, you should embrace that.
No.
Oh yeah.
It terrifies me because my worst fear will be to live that long.
65.
Yeah.
No, you cannot say that's too fatalistic.
I'm miserable now at 42. I'm going to be really terrible at 65.
That's fatalistic. You can't have something like that.
If I'm alive at 65, mm-hmm. it's going to be bad. I'll have no money.
Will
no
it be just your disembodied
prospects.
Head?
Let me tell you what I read recently. Any day, any morning, you could wake up and change your life entirely. You know, you could have an idea that becomes a multi-million dollar idea tomorrow morning and completely change your life. Or you could make incredible health changes, you know, starting today, and suddenly you're in great shape when you're 65.
You know? I will tell you, health changes, definitely if you're in poor health in your early 30s, mm-hmm. really start then.
Start thinking.
You start really playing from behind once 40 hits.
It's like getting behind the chains in
big time.
In football. You know, that's mm-hmm. that term.
And you know, you hear it. My doctor told me for years, 40. 40 is the big where things really start mm-hmm. going downhill. Like if you need to make changes before 40, I'd say, yeah, I hear you.
There is a woman.
Did you just say pish posh?
Okay.
Oh yeah. Cause of course 40 to, you say that to a 30-year-old, 40 seems so far away.
Yeah.
10 years is nothing.
Yeah. And now I'm 42. And every time I see him, I say, you were really right about that 40 thing.
Yeah. Occasionally BB Shea will look at Biggie and think, I wonder.
But he's only 33.
Cautionary tale. 32.
I know. I mean, there are times when remember when BB Shea was going to go to the gym?
Yes.
Or
yes.
work out?
Yeah. I mean, his life is so parallel to mine. Because in my early 30s, I do that. I paid a gym membership that I went to, you know, once every 3 months. I'd show up and be like, today is the day.
Yeah.
And I'd run on the treadmill for 40 minutes and be like, that's good for another 2 months.
That's a hard thing. Mm-hmm. To make a habit of going to the gym is really
And
hard.
I've tried to warn BB Shea, don't make big proclamations, because especially around YouTube, because like goldfish, what is it that never forgets? An elephant?
Elephant.
Goldfish always forgets.
They always 10 forget.
Seconds.
Yeah, you two have what I call elephant memory, because if you say it, mm-hmm. you'll hold it in 3 months. Like he
go to the gym?
Yeah.
Every day. 3 months later, Chris Dem casually, how's that gym thing going, BB Shea?
He's been once.
I went. You got to be careful what proclamations you make around YouTube.
Look, LKA's got an LKA.
That's what he does. This is a perfect time to say this, too. There is a woman today. She just celebrated her 105th birthday. Now, she's a nun.
Nightmare.
In the U.S.?
Yes. She is in Youngstown, Ohio. She's 105. And she now recently somebody celebrated their like 90th or 100th with a skydive. She played a round of golf. And the reason she did it was because on her 40th birthday, she used to ride around on the cart with other people playing golf. But on her 40th birthday, somebody said, or right around her 40th birthday, somebody said, well, you try it. And she's like, oh, what would I do? Come on, I can't. And she loved it. And now she's been playing for 65 years.
Mm.
And so she played 18 holes of golf.
I drove the cart and they said to me, well, why don't you take a chance and just do it yourself there? I said, what do I do? They said, you hit the ball. That was my only instructions that I've ever received. I love to do it. And I think it's wonderful exercise. And I think it's one of the things that's kept me going.
She's 105. Okay. 105. That's Sister Renee Parman, a Catholic nun from Youngstown, Ohio. So, Biggie, you play golf.
I used to.
You don't have sex.
That's for sure. I don't even have sex with myself anymore.
I'm saying you got two things in common with this woman, okay? Maybe you could make it up to 105, which you said just sounds like a nightmare.
Nightmare.
There's a guy today who says he's lucky to be alive because he had a cardiac event, collapsed at a stand-up comedy show. I've seen the video of this. It's really incredible.
Was it a famous comic?
No, it's a guy. Like, you know, we have two guys named Chris Comedy All-Star Shows. And the comedians are not world famous, but they're hilarious.
It's their life. It's their career. Yeah.
The same for this kid. His name is Drew Lynch. And he was playing the Spokane Comedy Club in Spokane, Washington. And an audience member later identified as his last name is Windy, collapsed. And so the guy was in the middle of his set, 10 minutes into his set. And the older guy, he turned out to be 83 years old, just collapsed. And this is exactly how it sounded.
Oh, hey, everything okay? Oh, no.
We're calling 911 right now! CPR started. I can be your
Hey, guys, can we give some space to the people who aren't performing the CPR, please?
That's the comedian, Drew Lynch, who has the microphone and just stands on the stage and watches while people come around to try and help the man who collapsed, the 83-year-old. Well, there were two nurses there who gave him CPR back and forth for 5 minutes. That's another thing. You know, our former colleague and I learned CPR just in case somebody went down in here. And you have to trade back and forth sometimes because the longer you do it, the more worn out you become. So they did it for 5 minutes. They called 911. They searched for one of those defibrillator machines. The comedy club did not have one. Mm. So, I mean, it's not a gym.
We have chicken wings.
Yeah, that's...
We have chicken tenders.
That's a pricey buy for a comedy club.
Do you have an AED?
No.
No.
We have draft beer.
Yeah, 2-for-1 drinks of the late show.
No pulse, no heartbeat, no breathing. They did it for 5 minutes. Ambulance arrived. They saved his life. They were able to save him. In the aftermath of it, because by the time he was walking out, by the time they were wheeling him out, they had a pulse, and the comedian addressed the crowd.
You guys all really just came together in a really cool way, dude. You saved that guy's life, man.
Now, Biggie, you're a comedian.
Really, I'm shocked he didn't go for a joke there.
Yeah.
I'm killing.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know?
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
I'll tell you, a lot of comedians would have gone for joke, I feel like.
He was visibly shaken.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
You could tell.
You could tell. He really was.
My material kills.
Okay. Would you go on with the set after? Because that's tough. You know, that one time we had during our Comedy All-Star show, somebody sneaking a cigarette in the bathroom. You're not supposed to. Fire alarm went off.
Fire alarm incident.
Right in the middle of this guy's set. And backstage, he was like, this is death. I mean, this is death. Because they had to clear everybody for 30 minutes and then start again. And that is just horrible for a comedian. Now, they've had this happen. So do you go?
Yeah, the whole vibe changes.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's supposed to be fun, and this guy has collapsed now, and they've saved his life. So do you go on and finish?
I don't know. I wouldn't know how to react to that. I think you got to feel out the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
I think you
the
try.
The club owners. Yeah, maybe you try, but you've just, you know, clearly he was emotional. You've all just been through something together.
Yeah.
Yeah. You saw this guy basically die and get revived. He did go on with the set and finished it, and they continued the night. He was not the last performer either. They continued the night, and then they got word that the man was going to be okay. And the comedian, Drew Lynch, was interviewed later and said, this is like a throwback, you know, of people really helping people.
It's unlike anything I've ever seen. It just reminded me maybe of a time, like a long, long time ago, where it was like you helped out a neighbor.
But I think you still, I mean, anybody would try in that situation. You know, we would help. If there's a crowd of people there and somebody collapses, somebody's going to do something. Mm-hmm. Don't you think? I do. Although they said that when we took CPR, Dave and I took CPR, the instructor said that a lot of men are reticent to help a woman because they don't want to expose her breasts, you know, because you have to pull the shirt open or whatever. They don't want to do that. They feel embarrassed to do that. But he's like, get in there, you know, show them. You've got to do it. You have
to go tits out?
Sometimes. To put a device on the AED.
Oh, the defib.
And he said, go tits out. He's like, you know, better her boobs be everybody's pointing at him and everything than to let her.
That's what you envision?
Well, I don't know. I said I'd have a hard time doing that. He's like, oh, no. And then I said, you know, I can't work a bra. I have a hard time. He's like, rip it over. You just get it off of her. You know, you've got to put the device on. and it has to be done.
I can't get the straps off.
I would have a real problem with that. This is the heart attack victim. By the way, the comedian went to visit him in the hospital and finished his set one-on-one for like, you know, did 10 minutes of comedy. He was like, here's what you missed. And they said to the heart attack victim, do you think he'll always be a friend to you.
The rest of my life, I'm an old guy, but I'm the rest of my life, he will be a friend of mine.
That's exactly right.
It's not quite the same thing, but in the one of the episodes of Seinfeld, one of their buddies ended up in the hospital, maybe with a heart issue. Mm-hmm. And Jerry went to visit him, but didn't cheer him up. And then Jerry came in with a bunch of fresh new material.
That's right.
Just crushed. The guy died of a heart attack in his bed.
That's right. You got to be careful doing
yeah.
that.
Jerry brought yeah. his A game.
Your material better
and
be.
And literally killed.
Killed him. And this guy, he took a big chance going into the hospital room to do, but he did. Mm-hmm. And the, of course, you heard the guy said, I mean, we're going to be friends forever. The comedian really didn't do much, but the audience members were able yeah. to help him, which was really cool.
Yeah.
There was another heart attack story. And these are all good outcomes. These are good stories.
The elderly nearly dropping dead and almost.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. A 64-year-old in Virginia, Jeff Garacci, had a massive heart attack driving 2 weeks ago as he was leaving the gym. He had gone to the gym, done some. He said, I stressed myself too hard, apparently. Luckily, he had a heart attack behind the wheel of the car, passed out. His car crashed into an office. The office belonged to a cardiologist. How about this? The cardiologist was there. The guy had crashed into his office, so he ran outside. The doctor's name is Deepak Talria, and he went outside and saved his life right there. This is the doctor and then the victim of the heart attack talking about what happened.
So when I got to your car, what I saw was the windshield was shattered and your airbags were deployed, and it was hard to see you. You weren't breathing and you didn't have a pulse. SCD, sudden cardiac death. But fortunately, we got things restarted very quickly, and so God was watching out for him for sure.
It's such a testimony of God's greatness, of all the things that had to happen to keep me alive. I'm blessed. It's a miracle.
It is a miracle. His gym is right next to a cardiologist's office, which is probably a good thing, you know.
What's next to your gym?
World of Beer and a nail salon.
Yeah. All right.
When that nail salon, boy, I cannot tell you the disappointment I had. They were building something, right? I mean, adjacent yeah. to it for months. I was like, what's it going to be?
What would it be?
Well, I thought it was going to be a new restaurant. Nail salon. The one place I never go, a nail salon. And I mean, and it's hopping too. It's busy and the parking lot's gotten much more crowded.
Nail salons are almost always busy.
Yes. And I mean,
women are getting their nails done.
From day one, I thought, well, it'll take it a while. I hope this place makes it. They don't have any problem. I mean, from day one, that's where I saw the president of our company.
Yes.
He was going for a pedicure.
He said, don't ignore your feet now. I mean, I thought he was going into the gym because he's wearing shorts and flip-flops.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, are you going in? And he's like, I'm a little mani-pedi.
Next door.
He said, you can never ignore your feet. He told me that. And then that's when, about the same time, Biggie told us he had the tow truck coming
mm-hmm.
by.
Oh, yeah. Tow truck.
Does some tow work on him. Exactly. I think that was good news.
Yeah. I may look terrible the rest of my body, but my nails, toenails look phenomenal.
Exactly right. I love this. This was like the good news.
He won't have an open he'll have an open casket, but at the
lower
foot.
Half. Way. Yeah. Lower half only.
Actually, I could see that being said when they take my shoes off as they're cutting my clothes off.
Yep.
They'll trying to save me. They'll say, man, his body's in terrible shape, but look at those toenails.
Get in here. Take a look at this.
Who did his nails?
This is unbelievable. How did he reach?
There's no way he reached.
Tow truck lady? Yeah.
Gotta be.
Gotta be.